quite true. You may know that we hatched a plot a number of years ago with Rob Myers and Lev Kaufman to try and draw together CETA and the Perimeter Institute and the Canadian Institute for Advanced Research as well, closer together with a series of day-long workshops, which were not designed so much to be intensely scientific, although they are, but mostly were there to be turbulent mixing among Perimeter people and CETA people. And Lev and Rob very closely worked together to define who would talk and where it would be. It would oscillate between Perimeter at one time and CETA at another time. And it's been very successful, and it's just an indicator of the strengthening of the ties that we have with the Perimeter Institute at CETA. And I might note, my good friend, our good friend, Lev Kaufman, was not just a CETA professor and a fellow of the Canadian Institute for Advanced Research, but he was also a Perimeter affiliate and was often up here, not just for the CETA PI days. So he imbues the spirit of this joint interaction. And apart from the smiling face that we all remember so well, some highlights of his CV are here. It's not relevant for me to read them all out. But one thing I would like to note, let us recall, we who have lived our lives in North America, the remarkable transformation of our many friends who came from Russia to join us here ultimately in the West, and what sort of system they lived under and what sort of difficulties that entailed, and not the least of the difficulties for Lev is that his heritage is Jewish, and being Jewish in Russia was not an easy task, and there was indeed discrimination, etc. There was no way that with the spirit of Lev you could keep him down, and he was the most consummate person that I had ever seen in the former Soviet Union, who knew how to maneuver in that system, which is a great statement of the sort of individual that he was. Many of you will not be able to be with us tomorrow, so I thought I would give you a précis of what we will be doing at the memorial service so that you will get an idea of what we're going to do. So it's tomorrow. Those of you who can make it, certainly the citizens will be there. And many people are actually coming from the outside to join us in this. And there will be a number of other things that we're going to be having over the year, including the CFAR meeting in February that will be dedicated to the memory of Lev. So this is tomorrow at 5:30. So Norm Murray will start off. Norm is here with us. We'll start off with a few remarks. I'll have a few remarks. Peter Martin will be reading many of the emails and notes that have been passed from the many friends and fans of Lev from around the world, many very heartfelt of the remarkable impact he had on people's lives. Mel Silverman, representing his role in the Canadian Institute for Advanced Research, which Lev was involved in actually from the very early 90s, one of the earlier people to be involved in various guises. Lev's father-in-law, Sergei Shindarin, will give his own comments and say a few more things about the life of Lev in the Russian sphere. And Lev's wife will close. So you can see various snapshots of Lev and his trajectory through existence in the former Soviet Union. And there we see the cosmic Lev. And that's how his graduate students envisaged him at some level. And so this was put together by Shiji Wong and Pascal Beaudrevenge, who are in the audience, and Jonathan Braden should be on here too, another student of Lev's. And I couldn't, so this, as you may know, if you knew Lev, is that he was a passionate soccer player in all of its guises. That is to say, he had fun, loved the game, but was rather aggressive in playing the game, as many people who were much larger suffered injuries at his playing. I'm not sure if any of those are in the audience. And at some level, that's the way he played the game of cosmology, which was in this fabulous way of aggressively moving forward into the realm of cosmic ideas. And I couldn't resist adding one sort of distorted soccer ball here, because it represents many of the issues that were on Lev's agenda scientifically in the latter years. A number of the projects, actually, with me and many of the people in the audience, that's a visualization of a Calabi-Yau manifold. And so that played a big role, and I think you'll be hearing some of that today. And then finally, the way I most remember Lev is toasting the universe and all in it and enjoying it enormously. And so he would be drinking a toast to all of us here. So what we did today in trying to decide who would speak is that there is quite a Lev perspective on this. Andrei Frolov, who was a postdoc at CETA before moving on to Stanford and now a faculty member at Simon Fraser University in Vancouver, will be talking about one aspect of research we did with Lev that led to very exciting, from our point of view, you know, exotic, but exciting aspects of early universe physics and maybe observable aspects. And Shiji Wong, who's a joint graduate student of Lev's and me, is going to talk about another line of research that we've been heavily engaged with, and also with Pascal Beaudrevenge, who is here somewhere. Yeah, right there. And so that's what we chose. And then Neil Dalal will be following up, and his research also, in some sense, is quite related to, because it involves non-Gaussianity from the early universe and how to detect it. Anyway, I'm turning over now to Neil, who also, of course, knew Lev very well.
Okay, thanks very much, Dick. I think all of us were really shocked to learn about Lev. When I know him much less well than Dick, but I'll just tell one story about him. From the moment I arrived at PI, actually I started interacting with Lev because we were trying to get Adrian here. And I knew Lev was in and out of hospital, even though I didn't know the reason. And somehow he managed to do this and make this arrangement. And I always found it a delight to deal with Lev. I'll just tell you one story, which is how I first met him. This was in the late 80s, and it was the consequence of the Glasnost era that Soviet scientists were allowed to travel. And so this is Lake Balaton in Hungary, which you probably remember.
I was there too.
And it was my first encounter. I was a postdoc, and it was my first encounter with the Soviet school. And so I gave a talk about cosmic strings, which I'd been working on. And at the end of my talk, Zeldovich stood up and he said, "This is my baby, and now I will kill it." Well, he didn't succeed, but he. that was my encounter with the.
He just made them subdominant.
So we did become subdominant. They were a very dominant school. In fact, that's the only time I met Zeldovich, but he was a ball of fire. But then I went off and did windsurfing in the lake, and there was this terrible strong wind away from the shore. And I didn't know this is actually the largest lake in Central Europe. So you don't really want to be blown away from the shore. So I'm going away from the shore with my windsurfer. I'm a completely crap windsurfer. So I couldn't get back up. And so I literally had to drag the windsurfer with my teeth back to the shore. It took an hour or something swimming. I got back to the shore and I got a terrible cold the next day afterwards from this. But as I came into the hotel, I bumped into Lev. It was the first time I'd met him. And he was something else. He was just kind of, he wasn't in this, I don't want to say something negative about the tough Soviets. Lev was just a sparkling, fizzing young man who was totally charming. And so we started chatting about physics and strings and inflation. And totally open-minded, very enthusiastic. We almost ended up collaborating then and there. But he made a huge impression on me. And very positive one. And as Dick says, he was just an utterly charming, sincere, lovely guy. So I'll never forget that. And the fact that he was so open-minded as well. And instead of trying to kill me, he would kill me with a smile. Right. That was his style. So, I just want to, thinking what to say last night, the best I could do was to think of this.
Speaker is
Thank you.